Gracious and loving God, today is Lord's Day. We want to praise your name through our worship. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds so that we may feel your presence, whether we are home or at church. Grant your healing power upon those who need to be healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Lord Jesus, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, Lord. In the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Lord Jesus, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. At this time, we lift up all Centenary Church members to you. Lord, help them to stay calm by trusting you. Watch over all those shut-in members and elderly members to stay healthy in this difficult time. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson for today is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Our Psalter lesson today is Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me.
Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God.
But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
I cry out loud to the Lord, who answers me from his holy hill.
I lie down and sleep. I wake again, for the Lord sustains me.
I am not afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me on every side.
Arise, O Lord.
Deliver me, O my God.
For you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked.
Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people.